Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. What the fuck is up with you? What's up, everybody? Y'all can tune in to another episode of Hood Talk Radio. We don't count them, we just don't. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Emax the Image, and I do want to say hello to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Broadcasting live from Cleveland, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? I know we was a couple minutes late, but all the time, the computer don't want to do what you tell it to do. Excuse me, especially when it's doing something it wants to do. All right, so telephone number here is 646-478-0944. All you got to do is call in, press the number one to talk, and we will get you on the motherfucking program. You know what I'm saying? This is your boy, Emax the Image, man. And we sitting here with Cheese and Teresa.
What do?
You know what I'm saying? Just chilling, bringing you a new episode of Hood Talk Radio. I want to repeat one thing that Andy B said over the weekend. You know what I'm saying? That a lot of people, especially a lot of the artists around here, don't utilize the service like they could. You know what I'm saying? Which is all right. I mean, hell, we don't beg nobody to, you know what I'm saying, send us music and this and that and the other. But at the same time, being out in the hood, being out in the street, you know what I'm saying, doing different functions and shit, I get a lot of music from different people. And that's cool with me. I'm thankful for that shit, and hey, as long as y'all have me some shit, I'll play it. But what I really be tripping on is how motherfuckers feel like you're supposed to buy their music and play it on your show for free. You know what I mean? Y'all motherfuckers got life fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a whole lot of motherfucking radio DJs and radio hosts out there that will buy your CD and then upload that motherfucker and play it on their show for free. But, you know, in this world, you got to give something to get something. And I swear, I wish a motherfucker would tell me, you got to pay me $5 for that CD. I probably didn't even like the shit. But hey, I ain't paying for your CD to play your shit on my station for free. You can't even get your music played on Reverb Nation for free. So now I see why a lot of people stick with like Facebook and Instagram and shit, because you know you can play your music on there and a lot of people be on those social networks. But you know what I'm saying? How many of those social networks are radio stations? All right. So just a little bit of advice to some of y'all artists. Keep y'all some promos out there. And if you just happen to stick your motherfucking flash drive into somebody's laptop and want to play your music and shit, it should be all right for them to get a copy of the song you're performing and shit just in case they got a radio show. Or they're a motherfucking DJ. Sometimes a sound engineer can help you out too. But you don't know that. So continue to sell your CDs, but when a member of the press or the media say, can I get a copy, give them one.
Right.
It ain't nothing but to the advancement of your fucking career. You know what I'm saying? And always be trying to charge people for shit. They don't know you.
The more people who have it, the more people who know about you.
You know, Swap Gotti said one day, how you gonna charge a motherfucker for something they ain't never heard before? You know what I mean? And respecting to pay for it. We understand you work hard for the money. But I ain't never heard your shit before. Yeah, give me one. Give me one.
But you talking about $5, $3,
$4.
Like, I'm
that's how that's going to go. Y'all know what's up, man. It's your boy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can call it. Holla at us. At 646-478-0944. Want to shout out to everybody that, you know, download, archive the show. It's great, man. Y'all numbers is up, and I appreciate that. Yes, we're still in the hood celebrating our holiday cheer. And also, the achievement of goals, man. You got to have goals, and you got to set them. You know what I'm saying? If you don't set goals, you never know what the fuck you're working for. You never know what you're saving for. You never know what you're doing any goddamn thing for. Shit, you get up in the morning, you go punch the clock at work so you can make you a paycheck. That's a goal. You know what I'm saying? Some of us need to set a goal to get 40 hours. You know, if your boss offering you 40 hours and work slow down at 2, don't be trying to figure out ways to go home. When you get the check, you're going to be mad, man. I should have stayed. It was only 2 more hours. By the time you get home, this is some shit for everybody. Just say you had a period where you bored as fuck at work. You done did everything you supposed to do, some shit you could do, some shit you didn't need to do, and some other shit too. So you're like, damn, we still got another hour to go. You know what I'm saying? Find something else to do. Grab a rag or something. Wipe off a wall. Sweep the bathroom. Take your time. Go ask the boss. You need some help? Sometimes your boss be in a fucked up spot. Okay. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? Offer a little bit of yourself. Find something to do. Be creative. Don't just go try to hide somewhere and sit down for the last hour because they're going to come looking for you then and give you some bullshit to do. Don't be afraid to grab the motherfucking broom again if you have to. Don't get talking about, oh, man, my feet hurt. You know, they might cut your hours. Then your body go hurt.
That's right.
We'll work on my feet, man. Let me give them 40 hours back. Give me 40 hours. People would make a difference in your paycheck. You know what I mean? A big difference. You know what I'm saying?
They make no money at home.
No, it sure can't. I'm sorry, I'm just, you know, inhaling the essence. But what I want y'all to know is that your mindset got to be into a place where all that other shit that you own don't make no motherfucking sense. I got to get up in the morning. I got to go to work. I got to find some motherfucking moolah.
People make that too much of an option. I don't want
options. No. Ain't no option to find work and to get work. Not a doubt. That's the main objective. You only go to work to get money. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't go to work to play.
Right. You don't go to work to go be friends with everybody.
Right.
You go there to punch that clock. 8 hours you got to invest. 8 hours in order for you to get a paycheck.
Yep.
8 hours of your day got to be invested into a
workforce.
Yeah. You can hate the people at the job. But damn it, the people at the job ain't paying you.
The job is.
So stay focused.
People focus on the wrong shit that they do.
Exactly. You know, we got a bad habit of doing that shit too. You know what I'm saying?
Bad when motherfuckers come down on your back, but you ain't doing your job.
Right.
Shit,
people have a lot of issues. You know? Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers, man, how am I here to go home?
You be looking at
Whose fault is that?
Motherfucker, I was at home for a long time. I'm glad to be here.
Shit.
Yeah.
If you like me,
yeah. Well,
use your motherfucking job
and
do a goddamn escape.
I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't can't get money being unemployed. Can that
help? Oh, no.
And unemployment ain't still enough fucking money to pay shit. So I don't even see what the hell the unemployment people do for you. That, to me, is a damn ripoff. That shit just like insurance. You pay into the shit and don't get shit out of it. But a little bit.
Then I get sick.
Don't have a bullshit ass boss and be like, I can't take this shit no more.
I'm like the Republicans and shit. I want to govern my own money.
Mm-hmm.
Know exactly what my money is. So therefore, I know exactly how much I done generated versus someone else regulating my money.
No. And the motherfuckers will, and they do that. You know what I'm saying? Out here in this motherfucking Midwest town called Cleveland, Ohio, man, we go through a whole lot of shit, I'm telling you. You know what I mean? These motherfuckers, everybody's jumping up and screaming and hollering and this and that and the other and woo, 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 woo. But ain't nobody read the goddamn Constitution. Okay, look at the date on the Constitution. Okay? Did it say anywhere in the Constitution that, number one, the black people or the slaves at that time was included?
Nope.
No. Did Lincoln put out a piece of paper that's still in existence right now where it says black people or the former slaves are a part of the Constitution? Because, you know, the Constitution was already there when, you know, when they freed slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we was considered property. Under the law, you know, a motherfucker can take my slave, you can fall in love with my mandingo, and I'm going to sue you. You got to pay me.
Mm-hmm.
That's my property.
Right.
That's just like you driving down the street and saying, damn, I like that Corvette. Jumping out your car, going to get it,
right,
and driving off in that motherfucker.
But then you got to pay in the end.
Got to pay in the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We don't have documentation that says black people are included in the United States Constitution. That's a big motherfucking, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We wonder why all of this shit that's going on in our country as far as, you know, black people are concerned as they labeled us. We don't know what the fuck we are. Are we fucking Spanish? Are we Mexican? Are we motherfucking half Indian or any goddamn thing other than African Americans?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They gave us that title because they took everything that we had. And it wasn't that they took it from us. They hid it from us. They destroyed the shit so that our ancestors wouldn't have any record of where they fucking came from. We took them from where they came from, but they can't find out.
Right.
But listen here. Don't that sound like some shit that come from the otherworldly shit that's out there? Like Inky? Because if you listen to or read the Zechariah Sitchin version of the Lost Book of Inky, pretty much we ain't supposed to know where we came from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The aliens created humans as a motherfucking slave race. And Enlil allowed it to happen after he found out that Enki had defied his rule and, you know, saved a few of his humans.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Well, the deal was we'll let them live if they can't figure out that they came from alien DNA. We took our DNA and hooked it up with theirs. They can't never find that out. Okay? Now, if you take that story into perspective. Oh, that's the dog. He out. But if you take that story into perspective and line it up right next to it, then you'll see the similarities. You know, especially the slavery. Oh, shit. We have to create a new race. A new race of docile human beings that'll do what we say.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing that Inky and Enlil and Nimrod did.
So who will be the submissive slave?
The human beings. We were the one in line to go.
Oh, my goodness. They're not supposed to know that.
Oh, shit. Damn, did I let it out the bag?
Yeah. See? And right now, see, the humans are the caretakers of the planet, which therefore are continuing to mine out the gold.
Yeah, they mine out the gold, man. Damn,
why
man.
Is that the most valuable resource on the planet?
Because it's indestructible. That gold been
not
there before, it's going
to
be
that,
after.
But the properties alone are endless in the manufacturing of whatever you need to do in any electronic component. Which yeah. therefore means that the shit never burns out.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you got to remember, if you make something like that, then the world don't need nothing else. Everything else comes to a halt. Because if you can produce what you need, and then that's the only thing that you use, what you got, then what happens? What happens to all the rest of them?
Man, they said that advanced civilization used the gold to fix the atmosphere. Now, if they used a little bit of gold that they took from us over a couple hundred years to fix the atmosphere, it's about time for them to come back. But what happens when you put a new patch on an old pair of jeans?
Eventually, well,
they come loose.
They come loose again.
And see, the motherfuckers that's in charge, man, you know, I read somewhere that they honestly believe that they are and somehow related to the ancients who from heaven to earth came, i.e., the Nephilim, the Nibirians, however you want to call them, motherfucker, the otherworldly beings that were here way before we was. Man, y'all motherfuckers better get hit to a little bit of earth history. Stop worrying about civil rights and worry about some human rights.
That's right.
Because we're human beings. You know what I'm
and
saying?
You fuck around might become some extinct human beings.
You know what? I was listening to Dr. Henry Clark, and if he can say it, I can say it too. A lot of you white folks out there, I used to feel sorry for y'all, but I stopped because even when the information is right in front of your motherfucking face, you debunk everything. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You when a motherfucker say that the white man invented this, oh no, the white man didn't invent this, the Frenchman invented that. He white too. Right now, the French is saying to the American Indians, we got your shit and we're going to put it on display because you don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
They called it long lost artifacts. What the fuck is that?
And how can it be long lost artifacts if the motherfuckers are still here?
They're still alive.
The people are still here.
The people
are
still here.
So wouldn't they
y'all
want to say
stole
all
our
shit?
Shit and thought that we're
going
to
say
gonna,
nothing.
Yeah, we're going to let it ride for 100 years.
See, they were supposed to stay on the fucking reservation. They were supposed to stay on the reservation. And everybody to jump ship.
Yep.
Now that you ain't all stuck on the reservations no more and they're feeding them that fire water, making their asses go crazy and killing each other.
Yeah, the motherfuckers figured out what the fire water was. And, you know, they don't like it. But what happened was that we had a revolution that came into our shit before we even had a chance to understand what the fuck was going on. When the French tried to take over everything, the Europeans came in and was like, hold it! Motherfuckers can't come in like that. Y'all doing better than us.
But they was already here.
They was already here, man. But the Europeans, being on this, we have to run everything, and if we can't control it or rule it, then we have to destroy it. You know what I'm saying?
The Europeans were sent over here to bring back goods from this part of the world, all right, because it was so plentiful, and it was plentiful. Let's just keep saying it was plentiful.
Plentiful.
With that being said, they didn't care who was already inhabiting it, the land.
Who's going to take the shit?
They were going to still use force based on them coming in with numbers. And plus, they had weapons. When you come in with weapons, whereas these natives who are natives to the land and who hunt off the land or do it like they've been doing it since the beginning of time in their world, they hunt with just the regular hunting tools. They don't need no damn boring guns and all that type of shit. Because
they come to destroy and to conquer.
Right. And when you seen the as we say, Inquisition that took place of the lands that were being traded off over here, because that's what I'm going to call it. This was about land acquisitions, and motherfuckers was playing games over there in Europe. And they said, listen, man, I own Louisiana, Florida, West Virginia, Texas.
And what happened?
You motherfuckers all got the rest of them spoils.
But what happened when you didn't agree with what they said? Somebody that spoke out against them.
You either was ran out, or they found a way to suppress you and take your shit.
Or they did like Jeff Dunham said. Jeff for five.
Right.
Let's go to the phone.
Well,
right,
it was a lot of that going on.
Okay. Let's see who this is right here. 216-526, you on with E-Max Cheese. Hood Talk Radio, who this is?
E-Max, what's good?
What's happening? What's happening? Who's this?
This G, man. What's good?
Oh, shit. What's up, G?
Not much, man. Chilling.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Not much, man. You know I had to stop in to listen on you tonight and shit like that. But shit,
yeah,
like,
man.
I said, shit, you was on some real shit. So, I mean, I'm just sitting back listening. That's all.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying?
No,
spread a little word on the supremacy factors.
Well, let's get your opinion, G, on what do you think?
What, as far as the Europeans?
The manipulation and the acquisitions that took place over here in the free world.
Well, in the free world, man, I mean, I can't really speak for everybody because, you know, shit, I was born free. But I can look back on history and say that, I mean, shit, they was fucked. I mean, that's all I can say. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, with all the reason and bullshit that they had, I mean, shit, their laws was already laid for them. So, I mean,
so we're really just
on that behalf is nothing.
So when you more or less agree that we're merely just an adaptation to what's already going on?
No, we're not an adaptation. We're the creation. Shit, was always here. And that's always been the thing. We always been here. And, I mean, with people saying that was like we just got here, like we just got here yesterday, that's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We always been here. Black people always been here. And dude, damn the Europeans, we always been here.
Where's the history at? Where's the documentation of what we stated in the beginning of the conversation? That's the premise. Our premise was that, see, we black folks don't have no documentation. Like, okay, we go back and you can see where
why don't we have documentation? The pyramids is that. What motherfucker on the pyramid that you know got the biggest nose as a black person?
Man, see, that's over there in the Middle East. You know,
I mean, it's documentation. Fuck that shit. It's documentation. Shit, that nose big no motherfucker. Shit, ain't no black man with no judge. Ain't no white man with no damn nose that damn big.
Gee, we have our out there.
See, the thing is, man, I don't know who my Uncle Boo Boo is.
That's basically, we might be some kid in motherfucking Shakazulu and don't even know it.
I'm just saying, man. Come on, man. Look at that shit, man. You ain't seen no white person with no nose that big, man. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, no,
come
but them motherfuckers know where they came from.
Right. See, now that's
yeah, they know. They know where they came from, but then that's black people being stupid. Come on, man. Why would they shoot missiles and shit and knocking the noses and shit off of all these statues and all these goddamn pyramids? Why was they doing
that? Yeah, that's
true.
They
were doing that shit because of the fact that they wanted people not to know. You know what I'm saying? They always been wanting people not to know. You know what I'm saying?
Every time they conquered a part of the black lands,
right?
Excuse me, they removed the history. You know what I'm saying? Then they tried to use the Bible as proof that it was, you know, ordained from God. When it was really just greedy ass motherfucking Europeans tired of living in the motherfucking caves. A lot of people never listen to the story of Yaqub, and if they do, they don't take it seriously because it actually explains how the motherfuckers came to be. They killed everybody that tried to help their ass. They killed everybody and enslaved every culture of people, just like now.
If you don't agree, then you're against the creed.
Hey, George Bush said that to himself. If you ain't with us, you're against us. Now, here on Hood Talk Radio, we don't expect everybody to be against us. We just encourage research and study.
That's right.
And confirmation. Because a lot of the shit that we talk about, man,
it's through research.
It's research and years of the shit.
And confirmation.
So a lot of what we dealing with as black people in this country is because we fail to realize, number one, we are Americans. The African was breeded out of us hundreds of years ago. There ain't no more African. And if you look at the stats of all the motherfucking black kids, period, okay, and a lot of these white kids is coming up missing now. Because the fact remains that they came from us. That chromosome, that albinoid, came from the Negroid, okay? You got the citrus, you got the albinoids, you got the rubenoids, you got the ebonoids, and, you know, I mean,
they go on and on.
You got at least five races of human beings on the planet in existence, and they have ancient names. They were white, black, you know what I'm saying, Chinese. You know, if you move to China, you would be considered Chinese. So, you know,
I know that's always been my thing, like to like actually ask, like, where did they come with the whole thing of being, you know what I'm saying, Afro-American?
Man,
you know what I'm
saying? Was the last slave that was related to my great-grandmother? That's what I want to know. What was their names? What was the slave that was related to my grandmother's name that was brought over here and sold on Wall Street?
You would never know it.
That's right. We'd never fucking know. You see, here's the other side of that penny. Okay, you got Abraham Lincoln on one side, and it's fucked up that the penny is brown with his face on it. So you know what that signifies, right? Here's the motherfucker that helped the niggas.
And it's only worth one penny.
It ain't worth shit. But this is the flip.
It ain't worth a goddamn thing, but if you take a million pennies from a million rich people, you a motherfucking rich motherfucker.
No, you only
got that's a real shit. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? People talk about pennies all they want to, but I mean, if you was to collect every penny off, if you was to collect every penny off the world, every time you seen a penny on the ground, you would be a rich motherfucker.
Yeah, you would. But listen, this is the point I'm trying to make. Hitler did the same goddamn thing. Okay.
Right.
We know somebody whose ancestor had to marry a motherfucking German, okay, in order for their family to live, who just was unfortunate to be, you know, pretty and voluptuous in those, you know, Hitler ruling days, because the Germans was like, hey, we taking all the women and we going to seed a new breed of Germans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it was only a couple of races that was matching them with the blonde hair and the blue eyes.
Right.
Europeans and the Hyksos. Okay? A lot of people don't even understand what the Hyksos are. Them the motherfuckers that was up in the caves. Okay? They was up in the caves. The Arabs, or whatever you want to call them, Muslims, whatever, Middle Eastern Israelis, however, they went to try and talk these motherfuckers into some sense.
And so they're being savages.
Right. Being savages. Okay, man, okay. We'll cool out. As soon as they let them motherfuckers down from the mountains, they killed the man that helped them out, that fed them and everything else. And so they took what he taught them and used it against the motherfucking world. And they still doing it.
Technology, Pepe.
If I teach you how to hate another motherfucking man, that takes the responsibility off of me. You can't point your finger at me. Even though it's documented or it's proven that I put you up to it, you still can't say, I did it. Yeah, I might have suggested it to a motherfucker, but it wasn't my responsibility. They took it literally and acted upon what I basically was making as a thought.
You're definitely right about that.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, it's quick to say, oh, slavery is over with. It's not.
It's
but
never
these motherfuckers,
been over with.
These motherfuckers
been...
don't realize, though, the perpetuation of this race thing. Motherfuckers don't even understand what the definition of the word race is. What race are you in? I'm in a race that's going to get some black folks into a position where they can realize that we don't need the motherfuckers. They need us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We don't need the motherfuckers like they think we need them.
But you got to remember now. See, somebody's been sitting by on the wayside for a long, long time after the technology shit went down in the beginning. And if you pay attention to your politics and watch what's going on and listen, just like right now, the shit that just happened down there, over there, with the little Spanish guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, by them, you know, I'm not going to dig too deep into it because we'll talk more about that on the next segment. It's a lot of switching of the hands that's getting ready to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thinks that this immigration shit is going to go away. This shit is going to come to the forefront full stream. And when you see a lot of shit that's going to be switched around, whereas they said we're no longer sitting to the wayside waiting. Well, we already were supposed to have been here right along with the Anglo-Saxons making this money.
Mm-hmm.
Take California, for example. If you take California and you break it down and everything, all of California's names are made up of what? Mexican names.
Yeah, damn right.
So, look at what was already being owned by the Mexicans who took over by the Anglo-Saxons. I think the lease is up now. Somebody got to come on about that motherfucking either tear down the wall, Bogota.
Man, you know something.
But I mean, you know definitely with that. I mean, it's always been those people there. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand the fact that some of them people already been there. They've been there for the longest. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, the only thing that's different from us, from the Mexicans, is that, shit, whatever they touch, they own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we default at, is because wherever them people touch, they own that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me, G. The Mexicans was already here.
Right. We was already here. We was already here.
Americans in to harvest and pick them cotton fields. They had a Spanish war, man.
Man, yeah, they had a Spanish word, but we was already in this motherfucker, man. It was already black people over here. That's what people fail to understand. It goes back to Christopher Columbus. You know what I'm saying? Christopher Columbus. When he got over here, it was already black people here. Before he even started bringing ships over here, it was already black people here. So it fucking defers me. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, in Canada, it was already black people there. You know what I'm saying? It was already black people there. And that totally big difference from everything.
We ain't got no documentation here, G.
Shit, we got it. When Christopher Columbus touched his ground, that's the reason why people don't celebrate it like they used to. Because when he touched his ground, it was already black people here. It was already Indians here. It was already Mexicans here because they already been here. They was here a long time ago. They already been on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? They was already here.
They only had the 13 colonies in the beginning because they didn't know what the fuck was beyond the wood. And when they started...
Yeah, but they was here. That's the part that everybody don't understand. People sit up there and think, like, black people was brought over here. Black people was brought over here from over in Africa and all that shit. Black people was already here. They was already in America.
And
they can't say that. It doesn't reach that far. But no, fucking history. History teaches it. We was already here. We was already in this motherfucker. So you can reach back and see your ancestors and all that shit. You'll find out that your ancestors was already here.
Next time, G, when we have this conversation again, because we're gonna come back to this. You got an assignment, young man. Find some documentation on that run there, and let me know the name of that first black province before the Europeans came in here with Christopher Columbus. And we're going to find out.
Who's already here? Fuck that shit. The motherfucking white people try to make you believe that shit. We was already here. We was already on this motherfucker. African American don't exist. That we American, we was already here. We was already in this motherfucker.
I'm African American.
Hey, what is black?
African American shit. The motherfucking Chinese motherfuckers was over here. They was already doing nails and fucking and making hair and all. They was already here.
Let me tell you,
they were floating around on canoes and shit. They was already in this motherfucker, man. Shit.
I want y'all to do something. And I'm telling
What's
you,
that?
It's right out there. All you got to do, man, Google the definition of America. All
right? Right.
What you got to do. And you'll know who was here. You know what I'm saying? America is three parts. It's three words in one. That's the only hint and the only clue I'm going to give you.
What happened when we was all connected as one land? What happened to that? Come on, you take Africa and say Africa down there by Florida, and you stick the European top by that. It was all connected. This was all one world.
It was one land,
it was
right?
All one world, man. And
well,
people don't understand that. We got splitted off by fucking earthquakes and crazy shit. Like, it's already been one world. This already was one world. You know what I'm saying?
Was when we were in the creation time, but after the Great Flood and the Noah episode and everything. Oh, excuse me. The meteor impact that fucking hit the planet separated this motherfucker and caused all that water that separates us right now. That's why we are no longer attached to Africa. When when we separated and everything went and did what it did, and now the planet is where it is now.
That's proof. That's proof of telling
that
you.
Friday. World was on that other side over there.
That is proof of telling you, sir, that we already been here. We was already here.
Yeah, but let's not leave the floor.
We was already on this side of the planet. Like, you know what I'm saying? We was already here. We was already here.
Right?
Here.
That's right. Well, listen, man, we're going to let this other caller come in right quick. May have something to say that's on their chest. You know what I'm saying? We always
like
you know, everything. 216-703, what it do?
Man, what it do? I hit the tail end of the conversation about
what's going on, young man.
But I'm going to tell you where we really come from. We come from Africa. Everybody on this earth comes from Africa. And to really be honest with you, from the, like, outer space, like, sense of...
what you know about the sisters and brothers from outer space, man?
To make these organisms to this African-American that I am, and everybody come from us, I love it. I love to be black. I'm so... happy to be black and happy that all of them is us and why they hate us and
hey,
don't love us. I love that.
Let me hear this for a man. Wouldn't this be funny if the extraterrestrials come back, right? And they say, we're going to extinguish the planet of all the Anglo-Saxons. And if you're not black, you got to go. And if you're black, you can stay.
Well, you know, according to Yaku, man, they had, you know, 16 generations to come back and then grab back into the original race. And if they don't, then after they little 6,000-year reign, they would be phased out. Look up the numbers. The white people population has not grown since 2000.
Is anything but depleting.
All right. So, of course, they want to call everybody that come over here to the country, they must choose themselves as being white.
And it all makes sense. To dumb our race down, to make our race look so stupid to where they want to be us. And if you look at all what's happening when it comes to entertainment, and I always say that. But if you look at education, if you look at domination, if you look at diseases, they all behind it. But they all
they stole
come
it from
us.
They're selling it back to us.
Right.
Stole it from
they
us.
They all
and they
come from
it back
us. So why you want
to
kill us? Why you want to kill some shit that you come from?
Because they
can't
figure out. They don't want nobody to know that's where they came from. They can't continue to be the ruler.
The ruler. Yeah. Somebody wants to be the ruler.
You can't tell your mom and daddy what to do. Listen, we're gonna let another caller come into the conversation.
Yeah.
216-804. What it do?
Man, I'm on an all time high because I leave the other stuff for Good Tunes Radio, although you know Black House, myself. Got some nice music coming out that's, I'll say, more conscious than a lot of folks would expect. And when you say conscious, that my plan is that once people start hearing a little bit more about, we'll say, the Varsity Music, the Blog Talk, Good Tunes, Man in the Street, and stuff like that, they can then start to check out, look things up. And it'll lead them to some higher consciousness, such as a conversation like this, because there's too many, substitutes teaching right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a substitute come in, but the substitute's going to give you, like, half of a learning plan, because they were waking up in the morning not knowing where they were going to work, and somebody hit them up and say, oh, man, E-Max, he's not feeling too good. So we want you to come in and teach a little bit about, you know, how cool about what's going on other ancient civilizations. So then that substitute takes out their smartphone
in their app and they look at a couple of paragraphs, and then they come through, and then they come through and try to teach and fool a class for a few periods like they know something. So my thing is, I just appreciate the fact that what we do is real. You know, what my man Emax the Image does is real. What the Mindset does, when my man Cheese is out there, when my man Andy B is out there. Now we got my man Joseph Motley Jr. from Black House Sound. So I'm just thankful for that. So that's all I wanted to say, man. I'm hyped up, man, to get more knowledge out there and smack them in the head with it.
And that's what it do. So you know it's all about bringing the people to come to some type of overstanding of what we're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? A lot of folks don't understand that, yes, we are at war. We have been at war, and the war has been to suppress everything that will bring us not back to our original consciousness, but to a higher elevation of that consciousness. You know what I'm saying? I don't see where we have the limitations and understanding the technologies that basically was developed out of the shit that we created. You know what I mean? They want to keep telling us that civilization started 6,000 years ago, but they don't have proof. They can tell you we got dinosaur bones that's dated back millions or billions of years, but they can't tell you, you know, what happened then. They won't tell you because they know. You know, I've been looking for almost a year now for a video that I watched about the Smithsonian Institute dumping shit and artifacts and information and things of that nature in the middle of the motherfucking ocean. Can't nobody get it because it does not, and it is not conducive to their plan of world domination. You can't rule motherfuckers that know what you know. You know what I'm saying? You can't trick somebody. If you learn how to do card tricks from a motherfucker, do you think you can fool them?
No, you can't.
Somebody gotta be the trickster.
You can't just that's like Bruce Lee couldn't whoop the Ip Man. He learned the Ip Man shit from the Ip Man. The Ip Man said, I ain't gonna teach you every goddamn thing.
Right.
Because you just might want to turn and smack me with the shit I taught you. But guess what?
Right.
They get smacked. They're getting smacked, and they doing just what they always have.
That's right.
Okay? When you show these motherfucking supremacy theorists that they're wrong and they lie and you expose the motherfuckers, what do? They turn into politicians. You know what I mean?
Try to slander you.
They try to slander you.
Shut up.
Oh, you don't have proof of that. Yes, I do. I got proof of that.
Shut up.
And you know what they call their little network?
The
long arm of the law. The long arm of the law. Hey, these black people coming and they got the information they need. We need to shut that shit down.
Hey, excuse me.
Shut it down.
I want to interject here. I'm going to go off the subject for a minute. And now that we know that the political race is getting ready to start up and they're finna energize their little power run and their institutions are getting ready to go, I want it to be known out there, just like for us regular constituents who get up and go to work every day, for those politicians, if they listening, and I know they listening, if you're not doing your damn job up there in fucking Washington, damn it, just like if an employer tell us if we're not doing our job. If you're not putting out, motherfucker, you got to get out.
Man, let me tell y'all something about that. Let me tell y'all something about that, man. This is how it's going on. When we elect these so-called leaders to govern over us, do you know what we're actually doing? We're giving them the right to pretty much do what the fuck they want to do. Hey. I don't want to say what I want the rules to be myself, so I'm going to let you to speak for me. And these motherfuckers say, okay, well, since you don't want to do it, and I'll do it, I'm going to do it in my own motherfucking way. And you agreed to this shit just by putting me in office.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So you got to be conscious of them motherfuckers that you elected.
You did?
Every time.
You know what I'm talking about?
Put their asses on notice. Just like they do us. When they tell us that, motherfucker, your numbers are not up.
You know what I'm talking about? Check it out, y'all. I got three words that I want everybody for if you add America. But these three words are so motherfucking important, man, to our everyday lives. Okay? If y'all got to write them down, write them the fuck down, but try to remember them. Constituent. Okay? Define the word constituent. All right? Three words. We got America.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's
we got
right.
to add constituent. We have to add vote. And we have to add rights.
That before.
Right.
Okay? Define those motherfucking words. And a whole lot of shit will become so goddamn clear to you that you'll be like, why the fuck do I even waste my time? But fight must go on. We're going to bring one more person in. We got G. We got Al Porter Jr. on the line. We got Joseph Motley Jr. And we're going to see who is this, if they want to talk, if they want to listen. 216-952. Bam!
What it do?
Who's
yo!
This?
Where it goes?
What?
Hey, yo!
What's up?
Big E!
What's going
sound
on?
Sound like Will on the line, yo!
Hey, yo! What's happening, my nigga?
Big Will in the building!
Hey, what's going on, my man? Hey, you know what? I had to come through and show my man some love, man. He keep telling me to hit him up on the show, man. So I had to come through for him, man. What's going on, Big E?
Man, you know what I'm saying? We chopping up some real shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, what they don't think we know.
Oh, yeah.
We always there. They just don't know.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I keep trying to explain to them that the motherfuckers is rich. Don't like them either.
Right.
Shit, we all got to go punch the motherfucking clock. We all got Social Security numbers.
Every day.
Numbers.
It's a reason.
Everybody be trying to stack numbers. You better pay attention to your number.
Black right? man.
Man. You know what
hey,
I'm you know, back in the day, they used to have totem poles. You know, they don't encourage the kids to learn nothing about totem poles no more. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But the totem poles are giving a history of a people or a tribe or a civilization that had lived once before. And a lot of the traditions were handed down orally. The establishment, they don't recognize oral tradition. Isn't that something?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who taught you how to cut that tree? My grandfather. Well, you got to show
that's
me
right.
so I can make it scientific. You know, everybody got to have something, dude. So y'all define those words, man. Y'all going to understand why we ain't including a lot of shit. Now, all of these motherfuckers out here, now I'm about to start calling out names. Jeff Johnson. Roland Martin.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Roland Martin especially. Right. You know, now if y'all pay attention to the news, yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Frank Jackson. Even said
right.
this motherfucker said, man, what the fuck is going on with all these motherfuckers trying
what
to tell black
fuck?
People that if we come up with a motherfucking check, that shit will change in this country? Are you fucking serious? These motherfuckers these black people don't have money to invest in the motherfucking political races and that's why we don't have a voice when it comes to our policies. We got to buy our motherfucking freedom now? And it ain't even freedom, man. It's called liberty.
Coming over
you know? It's called liberty.
Well, what do they say in America? Liberty got to pay the claim.
You got gotta fucking pay to play. Nothing for, in life is free.
Hey, remember,
so black folks,
no.
We ain't got shit. What are we gonna do?
What did they do to
Bye.
Them? What did they do to them? Remember when they used to come to St. Louis storefronts? They used to pull up on them and be like, you got some chips on them?
Yeah.
See, that was their payment in the beginning when it was being thugged out. And then they had
That's
to understand
right.
that in order for you to get them loans and make your money work and everything, you had to do what? You had to work with the bank system. Who controls the bank system? They do.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look
hey,
at the
I'm gonna tell you who run this shit. The Federal Reserve run this shit right now, man.
Man, you know it.
And to black folks, and to our people start getting more educated on things and start learning more shit,
knowledge,
they will know
yep.
that the Federal Reserve, all the banks that we go to nowadays, man, they making more profit than a little bit, man. It's either get rich or die trying, goddamn, because they don't give a fuck about it
right
now.
Right.
Yeah, but see, you gotta remember, I ain't never seen a damn fucking bank following no damn hearse to the grave. Feel me?
Oh, yeah.
So, all that them damn chips and shit that you got hid off in the hole somewhere, shit, they gonna find your shit just like they found Jesse James shit.
All the time. All the time. Hey, you know what they want you to go do, though? They want you to go cook a bang yourself. But
that's
it ain't happening.
Like,
man, we gonna stand strong. We gonna fight people like we did for thousands of years, God, man.
Still to kill each other.
Millions.
Look, man. I just gotta put this disclaimer out there, y'all, that it's gonna be a lot of shit that you may or may not like when you hear it on this show, and that's all right. Don't bother Blog Talk Radio with your complaints because they'll just direct you right to 646-478-0944. And when someone says, good evening, Hood Talk Radio, and he was like, I don't like to think of someone in charge. And I'll say, you're speaking to him. How may I help you? So if you got a complaint or anything that you don't like, or if there's something good and you want to make a comment or whatever, you can direct all calls directly to your boy, Max the Image Man. I'll give that to asses. No problem. Now, we here Wednesday night from 9:10:30. P.M. Cleveland time, if you know what that is, adjust your clock so that you know what the fuck is going on, man.
No, I want to tell you the little show to shoot that out there about the
So, what we doing here, man, is just trying to encourage everybody to take a little bit of time to invest in yourself. Because if you never invest in yourself, then nobody else will.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? That's
what they
always say.
You know what I tell people?
I just want to send a shout out to an old girl from Archer Tech from my job. Her motherfucking ass, fine than the motherfucker. I just have to say that. That's what that is. That's it. Her motherfucking ass can get it on any day, any weekend, any goddamn Sunday. Her motherfucking fine ass. That bitch.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, we got a new horny man on the block. His name ain't
we got a new man, Randy.
Freaky.
Oh, a little freaky. Freaky.
Oh, no, that must be me.
Freaky.
Freaky.
God damn.
Y'all crazy. But look, serious shit, man. We encouraging literacy on all levels. You know what I'm saying? We all want y'all to remember that seasoned literacy helps achieve dreams, man. It's a little spot on Kansas.
Did you say dreams?
Yeah, dreams. Because there's a lot of dudes, there's a lot of people out there that ain't got their high school diplomas, and they might be 55, scared to go somewhere and say, we all got some.
God damn it.
It's called season literacy.
You still can do it.
I've been dreaming.
No matter what.
That's right, man.
Still got the
y'all
got
to know.
Still got
see, the thing is, man, let me give you something like this.
Now that address
is 15 kids, man. Let me give it to you like this, dog. We already been indoctrinated, you know what I'm saying? And I explain to my children all the time that, okay, this is what they present to us. And the obstacle is to be as good as you can at what they give us to be good at. Okay, it's up to you as an individual to take your education that they hand to you and enhance that shit, break that shit, decipher it. Because the only people that break the shit down, they're trying to decipher what they actually saying and what the
that's
program
right.
is, will turn out to be as, in materialistic terms, successful.
Like women, like males, you can do it.
That's right.
You know, there's so many people that's masters out here, man, but they mindset say, I didn't go to college. I didn't get myself in debt to get a piece of paper so that society will say that I'm a master at this. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't just us. And that's the whole fucking illusion that people let go of their
that's
goddamn head. We ain't the only motherfuckers that got to pay for college. We ain't the only motherfuckers that got to pay for gas. We ain't the only motherfuckers that got high electric bills. And cable bills and phone bills.
That's right,
everybody. We ain't the only ones. Hey, listen. Gone are the days that the white people said, fuck, black people want cars with power locks too.
Right.
And LED
that's
lights.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they get
that's
everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If Mac was to drive up and pull up next to my old boss's Cadillac and his Cadillac, my old boss would be mad.
Because
he was the owner of the company.
You guessed it.
You guessed it. Motherfucker. I'm telling y'all, man, this shit is off the motherfucking chain. Just like you guessed it.
Wow.
You right about that, bro.
I'm enjoying it, though.
Look
I
here, entertainment world.
And that is good to know that a lot of our black folks here is educated out here. We know a lot of shit, man.
And that's right.
Yeah, but see, you got to take that knowledge. You got to spread that amongst everybody, even the ones that are around you. And you have to bring them up to speed so that therefore they can go around the people that they be around and spread that knowledge.
Sleep
most definitely.
But you always got to have a lack of sense.
Yeah,
that
but you know what
I'm going to
hear.
And my first protégés is my nephew, my nieces, my sons, and my daughters. I'm going to spread it to them because they the new generation, you know what I'm saying?
And
that's right.
I'm going to give y'all a hint.
Only one Martin Luther King. I can't be the king, but what I can do is play my part and try to spread what I know,
everyone,
the knowledge
everybody.
That I have to my young ones. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, Will, man. Shit. You black. Shit. You always can.
Hey, this how we got to explain that shit to our younger generation, and there ain't no way around it. We got to go to the studio, tell that motherfucker to turn on some auto-tune. And we gotta do it like this. Nigga, stop the money, stop the business, nigga, stop the killing.
Yeah!
You know what I mean?
My social issues.
Come on, man, get the job and start making some money.
You know what? Speaking of that shit, man, what the fuck is this music coming to nowadays, man?
Yeah, they need
that's
to listen
right.
to these Cleveland niggas.
Yeah.
They need to come
it's
to Cleveland.
It's the turn up generation. Hey, look, dude.
Man, what the hell
tonight,
is this music coming
but
to,
this
yo?
Is the, let me tell
Cleveland
you what the generation is tell you. I'm going to give it to you, baby. I'm telling you, this is the shit that I've been paying attention to. The trend now And it goes all the way back to that old raggedy-ass motherfucker that we call the leader of this country.
The
okay?
leader.
It goes all the way back to this motherfucking gay rights and this homosexual shit. If y'all ever, ever take a little bit of time out, man, and watch, even though I don't really agree with everything Dr. Umar Johnson talk about, man, watch some of that shit. Watch some of them Hidden Colors videos. Watch some of those other videos that's out there, man. Google the effeminization of the black man. It was a time where a nigga wouldn't wear a pink shirt. You would barely catch a nigga with a yellow shirt
that's
on.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Now they wear pink and lavender. They don't even wear purple, man. Niggas used to wear dark purple. They only had a wedding or something. Now they motherfuckers went around the street with their hair painted purple.
Because there's no other way
you
to
know
get
why?
Rid of
you. You know why? You know why it's like that, Big E? Because the world is so fucked up. You got so many motherfuckers out here, you know what I'm saying, that's so on this homo shit. And motherfuckers scared to wear them type of colors because you don't know how people going to, you know, judge you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's where it starts from.
They said you're supposed to know that they here. They exist. So you're supposed to accept them.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to be the first motherfucker. And y'all know who the fuck I am. But I would be the first motherfucker to tell all you faggot-ass motherfuckers to go get your booty holes sold up. And tell your motherfucking faggot-ass bitches, cut your tongue out.
My favorite words is go Kurt Cobain yourself, goddamn.
Because I ain't never seen, you know, this is what the preachers always say, the devil is a lie. Because the devil told them motherfuckers that if you got the money to go buy a baby, and you can be happy as a family. They don't even call it family no more. It ain't even family no more. Because two men or two women can't create no motherfucking family.
Nope.
Somewhere,
that's a domestic dwelling.
Dude, you can't even go to the sperm bank and get sperm from a woman to inseminate another woman. You got to get it from a man. Something ain't right with that shit. You trying to tell Mother Nature she was wrong in what she did?
Called,
oh, you made me a woman, but I'm a man on the inside. And vice versa.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. That's what you would tell everybody. You got to deal with.
That's terrible.
Dumb them down. Fuck with
that.
Bring
that shit on your drunk ass.
Hey,
Biggie. Touching you as a child.
Right.
I got
you. Now that you're 40 years old, you won't come out the closet.
I've been gay all my life.
Not too late.
How the fuck do you know what gay is? Dude, it's just, I'm telling y'all, man.
What is hip hop come to, man? Cause this shit is agitating me, man.
Hip hop came to suppression.
Hip hop has turned to mainstream.
If you were on your game plan, you are not on your game plan no more.
It ain't just hip hop though. I'm hearing niggas singing.
It's pop.
Bitch, let me hit you with the Molly.
I asked you that, brother, because I know you into the music and all that, man. And our kids is listening to this shit. We didn't grow up on this type of shit, man.
Well, you know who changed the game for the little girls, right?
That's right.
The little girls love Rihanna. And her first and most popular song with all the little girls.
I don't listen to Rihanna. I don't listen to none of the motherfuckers. I'm not trying to be like the motherfuckers.
So I,
I don't listen to none of that bullshit, man. I listen to
Come here, little girl. Can you get it up? You know what I'm saying? All them little girls are singing the babies. Babies don't even know the words, but all they say is, bo, 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 bo.
They don't even know what she's talking about. And then they sing it.
But they sing it every chance they get. Every
And their mama's like, oh, look at her.
They can't read and write.
Their mama's like, oh, look at her. And she's for the words.
So they all the lyrics.
Hey.
Some gay shit.
Oh, mama, if we said some shit back in the day, it'd be a fucking slap in your fucking mouth.
No, man.
That's how a whole bunch of people ain't got no teeth right now.
They say that shit.
That's what's missing a little bit of that discipline.
Hey, y'all,
man,
I'm going to give it to y'all like this, though, man. A lot of people don't understand the sonics and sound and frequency. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Certain notes and certain frequencies may affect our bodies because we actually function as living, vibrating creatures.
I really don't even want
to
come over and play. Shit.
And I think them bitches figured it out.
Each and every last one of us electronic sound frequency that matches some part of the electronic spectrum of the planet. And if you want to know how to get your motherfucking sound frequency, mine is like 53 point something, but it's somewhere between 48 and 53. You know what I'm saying? When you hum, if you know anything about musical notes, if you know anything about music at all, you can hum certain notes for a certain period of time, and it'll make your whole face vibrate. Feel like it's numb.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how you can find your natural frequency. And once you can get your natural frequency and align yourself to the vibrations of the planet, all that other shit will bounce off you. You hear hypnotic tones. You hear those hypnotic tones coming through, and you recognize them. But you first got to recognize how sound frequencies affect your body, your mind, the way your neurons and your nerves and your cells interact with each other. It's all science, man.
Yeah.
This shit is not like...
But you ain't
going
to ever know that.
The image.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is a little bit intertwined together. Some motherfuckers know this. Some motherfuckers know that, and in order for them motherfuckers to control us like they do, it was like when Woodrow Wilson signed the motherfucking Fed, took you to the Fed to print our money. We didn't know about that either.
Like no room deal.
No. Hey, your new Cadillac is going to come with a motherfucker that's going to drive it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought a Cadillac. You know what I mean?
They show you shit on TV. Go buy this car. So what you do? You go out. You go buy that car. Go buy these pants.
I'm
go
on
buy this TV.
All right, man. So look, y'all. We want everybody to just, you know, stay tight, be cool. You know what I'm saying? Do a little bit of studying. Do a little bit of research. I want to thank everybody that called in tonight and joined us. You know what I'm saying? Big Will. You know what I'm saying? We had G on the line. We had, you know what I'm saying, Joe Motley, a.k.a. Joe Legacy. You know what I'm saying? Al Porter Jr., of course, Cheese and myself.
D-Max,
man. And I'm telling you, Hood Talk Radio is here for your motherfucking ass. So, I mean, hell, a lot of people don't even realize that, you know, everybody ain't cool.
We put our people to work.
Man, that's the thing, man. Everybody want to go to work. Go to work for who?
No, more or less to energize and stabilize.
Well,
a lot of people don't want to become entrepreneurs. They want to become them laborers. And having that opportunity will eventually enlighten them to become
entrepreneurs. That's right.
But sometimes individuals need that start where they let me go ahead and be that one to push the boom around for a little bit. Because that person they talk about in the beginning about motherfuckers won't push no broom shit. Jobs are scarce. And when you look at the shit that's going on that can be fixed in the infrastructure and the cities around the United States and everything, we got enough fucking people to do the shit. But we don't fucking put our people to work. We make excuses. Our governors and shit make excuses of why the motherfucking mayors are not fucking doing their jobs with the fucking running of the city.
You know? Well, look, y'all, we're getting ready to take a 3-minute break. We're going to play a popular song.
Oh, hell no, man. I was enjoying this, man.
Yeah, we just going to take a break. That's all right, though.
Take a smoke break. How about it?
That's pretty much all it is, man. Nice little smoke break. Get a chance to roll up something, you know what I'm saying? We got 12 minutes left to go, so, you know.
So how I do this? Do I stay online, Big E, or do I call back? What you want me to do, baby?
Just listen to the music.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm about to hook it up to my dude. What's her name? Easy. Show these dudes how you do it then, man.
That's what's up. That's
there you
what's
go.
Up.
Now you get to listen. Right.
How can I hook right. your... I'll be a DJ, too.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
All right, Charlie.
So what I do, go to my Bluetooth, Easy?
Either that or just put your speaker on, however you do. You can go to Bluetooth all with this vehicle Bluetooth capable.
Okay. No doubt. I'm about to tow one with you, man, and
we're gonna do what we do. Check it out. This is from the fellas to the lady, and I'm speaking to you all, and they all speaking through me to you. Big Legs, man. Your boy E Max. We'll be right back.
Hey, yeah. Well, I'm in the club, looking for my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin.
That's what it do. That's what it motherfucking do. It's your boy E-Max, man, and that was Big Legs, the remix, you know what I'm saying? I left a little bit of that over because usually when I perform that shit, my niggas be like, you know what I'm saying, throw a freestyle in there, so I left it over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. We enjoy all of our callers tonight, man. Appreciate all that love from everybody.
Definitely.
Be back next week with the same shit, 9 to 10:30. Get your motherfucking ass up. Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell all y'all motherfuckers out there that's listening and shit, if you live real close to your motherfucking job, it ain't no goddamn excuse why you call the motherfucker that live far away and ask to come pick you up because you running late. Get your motherfucking ass up, nigga. So, but, fuck me. Y'all know what it is, man. If y'all miss the show, you know you can always go to Facebook, man. Click Eric Robinson. That's my alter ego. All right, look up that shit and or just catch us on Blog Talk Radio. Type in Hood Talk Radio and listen to some of the archives, download some shit free. You know what I'm saying? You want your music on Hood Tunes Radio, be played on Hood Talk Radio, or Man in the Streets, hit us up at emaxtheimage1@gmail.com. That's EmaxxTheimijj. The number 1@gmail.com. I listen to that shit. And if it's hot, I'll play it. If it's not, don't feel bad. Just go back to the studio. Okay? That's all it is, man. Everybody ain't going to like everything, and somebody going to like something. So we'll play your shit. And we ain't even charging. But,
nope.
Yep. 2015 is coming. Will said, don't worry about that Christmas shit, man. And I'm telling y'all, don't worry about that Christmas shit, man. The kids would rather have you here. You know what I'm saying? Be fucked up. Because jail is open. Just like Target and Walmart and all them motherfuckers. Jail.
Like the Motel 6, they always keep a light on,
yeah,
for you.
Keep a motherfucking light on for you. And they don't give a fuck. We come on in. We can put you on top of another nigga that didn't follow the rules.
You ain't corporate America, son, bitch.
Copyright. You know what I'm saying? But everybody that's out there know what the fuck it is, man. It's your boy, Max Image, Hood Tunes, Hood Talk, Man in the Streets, all on the same network. You know what I mean? So,
Will West, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah, we'll be talking about y'all today, man. You know we're going to get that sports show up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what it is.
Right.
This shit is going down, man.
Well, yeah. Don't talk about it, be about it. Talk about it, be about
it. But y'all know what's up. We always in this motherfucker to have fun. We turn up, we kick it, and we try to enlighten you as much as we can. Oh, yeah, it was 7 black motherfuckers that was in charge of this so-called country. Excuse me, corporation, before George Washington. And the last one, of course, was John Hanson. But he wasn't a president, goddammit. They didn't have presidency until the Queen of England bought this motherfucker from the Spanish. All right, check it out. Do some motherfucking research, man. Learn some shit.
Do your research.
Smoke your blunt and learn something. When you wake up, you'll remember it.
When you Google that shit and see this and wonder why the Queen come and make her trekkie here to Virginia every year.
She come to get her money bags.
And pay homage to her constituents who've been guarding the forts.
Right. And explain to your kids what the fuck are these motherfuckers talking about in them songs, so then they wouldn't like them as much when they realize that it's some bullshit going on with their music. All right? Y'all keep turning up, chilling. Don't be late for work in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Everybody have a good time. Watch the news. See what the weather going to be like. And quit trusting your goddamn tires. They don't work on ice, motherfucker.
That's right.
Slow the fuck down in bad weather. That's all I gotta say on that.
Slow down. Take a breath.
All y'all married niggas and y'all motherfucking lucky motherfuckers that got girlfriends, don't forget to rub some lotion on your wife's feet. I don't give a fuck if she ain't washed them yet.
Yeah.
You ain't Jesus. If you don't want to do it that way, take a bucket of water in the bathroom.
This dowser shit.
I'm just going to do a little anointing to the baby. I'm going to anoint you. Hey, man, I fuck with the preachers, too. We fuck with everybody in this motherfucker. Just because you wear a white cloth. What the fuck is a preacher calling out a motherfucking detective in a club at 1 o'clock in the morning? What is they doing? I'm trying to set a nigga up.
That's right. What the preacher man doing there?
Talking about, is this not the detective of East Cleveland? Why? You going to get us in trouble.
What you doing? Nigga, they put the note we're pointing out of the ring. Point to the number.
Hey, all of them come with a drink.
What drink?
Point to the number. You want fries? All right, y'all. We'll be back Friday night, 8 o'clock. This is your boy, E-Max English, man. And we out of here with Little Talk Radio. Peace.
Peace.
Until next week. Smoke one for your nigga. And we out.
All right, Big A. What's up?
Yep.